T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Tough one out of Oakland. In the East Bay, Oakland police providing an update later this evening about last week's deadly shooting of an officer who was responding to a burglary in progress. Want you to know that KCBS's Megan Goldsby will be there. But in the meantime, as the department continues to mourn the loss, the search continues for a new police chief to head the department. And Mayor Shang Tao and the police commission don't appear to be on the same page when it comes to just who that should be. The commission placed former Chief LaRon Armstrong on a list of 3 candidates it sent to the mayor, whom she had fired last February, as you know. She has since stood by her decision, saying she lost faith in the chief over his handling of an officer misconduct case. So, Phil, how do you think that this recent tragedy will affect the search for a new police chief?
Well, it doesn't help it. I mean, it doesn't help it because it's really discouraging for the rank and file police officers in Oakland and for the community at large. What we're talking about here is a situation where the city's basically been without a chief for going on a year now, and there doesn't appear to be an end in sight. We have a complete split between Mayor Shang Tao and the Civilian Police Commission, which oversees the selection of the police chief. It's not just necessarily that they're on the same page. I'm not sure they're on the same book. I mean, basically, the commission felt that they were snubbed when she fired LaRon Armstrong. They were supportive of him, and they've been sticking by that. And as you pointed out, put him in as one of the three finalists they submitted to the mayor. Now, she rejected all 3 and said she was going to go back to the commission and wanted a short list again within weeks. Otherwise, she was going to declare a state of emergency, she sort of talked about. But now they're talking about reopening the entire process. It could be as late as March or April before we see a new chief. And the talks of an emergency have pretty much gone out the door right now.
So do you see Shang Tao getting any pushback on her decision to start all over, given the current climate?
Already is getting pushback, Patty. A lot of people are upset about it. They're saying, look, you've got to, you know, the Oakland is not just the tragic death of the police officer. And tonight they're going to announce they have an arrest and the charges are going to be filed. It's the rise in burglaries and in auto thefts, in homicides. Oakland is in the midst of a very tough crime wave. And this sort of political back and forth among these groups about who should be the next chief just doesn't help it. And I got to tell you, it doesn't help it if you are applying or you're out there looking for a police chief's job. They've already had some that have come in for interviews, listened to the commission, met with them, and then turned around and said, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm out. I'm taking myself out of the running. I mean, it's tough when if the commission isn't in sync with the mayor and you don't necessarily feel like you have your back, and what they've gone through 10 chiefs in 20 years. I mean, that's your lifespan is probably 2 years at best. You put that all together, and it's a really tough situation that Oakland has gotten itself into, and there is no short way out of it, at least as far as it stands right now. Okay. So this is going to be a very revealing year for Oakland, for its police, and for its mayor.
Well, thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.